bitches on the beat.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's Maureen Ezude, and y'all are listening to and watching Diary of a Bad Bitch. Today is the lunar eclipse. What am I saying? The lunar eclipse. It has already passed. You know, I'm filming it at nighttime. But that's what I'm going to talk about today, because I know that with the lunar eclipse, a lot of things were coming up, as in, oh my God, this is going to be a scary time, or oh, this is going to be such a great time, or oh, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know, my aunties in Nigeria hit up my mom and were like, we're not going to answer our phones from 6 p.m. to morning time, Nigerian time, because, you know, Africa is below the equator. The equator is not below Africa. Maureen, you know this. Go back to geography class, okay? The equator splits Africa in half, and Nigeria is above the equator. That was the point I was trying to make. I blame the eclipse for my discombobulated speech throughout this episode. So I guess the horizon, something that had to do with the horizon, and that's how come the eclipse was facing that side of the world, not the western part of the world. So they were telling my mom that, and my mom was like, oh my God, did you hear what my sisters had to say, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I was dying because I'm like, yo, they really would be the people that are so anti-witchcraft, anti-superstition, anti all these things, to tell my mom, like, okay, your phones must be off from this time to this time so the effects of the eclipse do not get to you. So this whole week, it's been so weird. You know, I'm not one to get obsessed with retrogrades or anything. I never really looked into that before. I never really thought about that before. But with this eclipse, it just felt like it was something that was more serious. It felt like something that was more real. It felt like something that was going to actually bring about a change in everybody's life. And why I also was so into it, or am so into it, is because it's the lunar eclipse in Aquarius. And Aquarius is my moon, and lately I've been resonating more so with my moon, my Aquarius side. And also, I have a friend in LA whose mom is really into astrology, and she took my chart, and she said that I should focus more on the Aquarius side of things right now in my life, because, you know, as you grow, your different aspects of your astrological birth chart and everything. So I look into my Aquarius side, and I really do resonate with a lot of that side of myself. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening in Aquarius. That means that it's definitely going to affect me. And I wanted to know all the ways that it was going to affect me, and I wanted to know everything about this moon. So I went, and I've been just watching a bunch of YouTube videos and doing all types of research and just reading up on the eclipse leading to it. And one of my younger sisters, I would always tell her, like, you know, the eclipse is coming. I'm feeling so nauseous. The eclipse is coming. There's going to be a change, all these things. And I wanted to talk about that with you guys on leading up to the eclipse today, and everything that I've been doing, everything that I've really been thinking, everything that I've been feeling, you know, and all that. So for the past month, it's been about a month, like mid-June, I've been feeling very weird. I've been feeling very nauseous. I've always been overly emotional, you know, which is a problem. Not emotional as in I cry a lot. I don't really do that, you know, to myself in private. There are times where, you know, I do. You do have to cry. You do have to let everything out. But for my mom to see, for my siblings to know that I'm crying, you know, it takes something really painful for me to show that emotion to my family. So lately, it's just been like, I've just been waterworks. My mom hates that I'm crying. You know, I hate crying in front of my mom. I hate feeling so sad for no reason. You know, there is a reason, but the reason isn't really anything that's as grave as I'm making it to myself to be. So I've just been so sad working on figuring out what the problem is. And because it was cancer season as well, cancer season is very emotional. So I feel like that was also a part of why I have been feeling so low and everything. And even, not even lower, because the lowest that I've ever felt, honestly, was last year around this time. Last year around this time, all of June was really, really bad. May was really, really bad. It was just like it wasn't cute, okay? So I told myself that I'd never get to a place of sadness to that level ever again. So when I hear something like an eclipse, you know, an eclipse that's only happens every 120 years, I want to take a part of that. I want to take that and I want it to affect my life. Like the fuck that everybody's, it's like a rebirth, you know, it's this and that, it's blah, blah, blah. And from the people that I watch on YouTube and just from reading things on Twitter and just people that are into that stuff, spiritual people, you know, I even watch some freaking witch videos, man. How crazy. Like the witch videos would pop up, and I'm not into witchcraft and any of that stuff, but I am open-minded, so... You know, I've learned that there's like good, I don't know, man. The witch thing, I don't get it. I don't know, but I don't down you if you're into that. Like, I do not down you. I do not put you down, demean you or anything, because that's what you believe in. So this one girl popped up. She was called the Trap Witch. That's why I even watched it, because I thought that she was playing, man. I thought she was playing, but then she was like saying all this like witch shit in her video. And I was like, okay, you know what? That's not what I'm here for. I'm here for what this is about. And she really had a cool perspective on the eclipse. I watched stuff from Umber Khan. I watched this other lady. Her name is Sarah. I kind of watched other random YouTubers, because just because you have numbers doesn't mean that you know what the fuck you're talking about. And I can really get a feel from the first couple of minutes whether this person is crazy or whether I'm going to learn anything or whatever. So, and then there's this other girl that I watched too that's Canadian. But anyway, so I watched these videos and I just picked up things here and there about the eclipse and how life-changing it really is going to be. And for me, I really am one of those people that I want to see physical manifestations, physical representations of change. I know that change, not all change is physical, but for me, I'm obsessed with my body, you know, obsessed with my body as in like, I love skincare to the point where it probably is obsessive. You know, I love working out because I just feel like I have to work out because I'm losing all this weight, and I have this vision of my body in my head and all these ideas that I have for myself. And then on top of that, mentally and emotionally, I've really just been really thinking about this year how much my goal, my desire is for my subconscious to just totally rewrite itself from the stories that I've been telling it constantly. The stories of zero self-respect, you know, the stories of not listening to myself and believing in what I'm doing, doubting myself, you know, the stories of the type of people that I keep in my life because I feel like, you know, subconsciously, that's what I deserve. The stories of wanting to be accepted so badly, you know, that's a big theme in my life that I'm really realizing, and just wanting to be accepted, you know, and wanting to not be understood, and all these types of themes that have been running through my head, not as of recently. This has been stuff from when I was a little kid, and I have dreams about when I was in St. Helen, that's where I went to school. I have dreams of Incarnate Word. I have dreams of RPI, you know, and all the stages of life that I went through in those moments. And a big theme for me was, you know, low self-esteem and this idea of being accepted, this idea of taking second best because I couldn't get the best, you know? I wasn't allowed the best because, you know, people didn't want me in that way, or people didn't want all this stuff, you know? And how it's affected me up until these moments of growing up. So when I hear something like an eclipse, it's like, yo, this is something that happened every 120 years, and it's happening in my sign, in my moon sign, the sign that affects me the most, you know, the emotional side. I'm emotional. So I definitely hopped on it. And for the past month, I've been really working on what are the things that you're not being aware of. You know, what are the things that I'm not aware of, that I'm unaware of about myself? What are the false realities about myself that I'm living in? You know, why am I so triggered by certain people? Why do I keep certain people in my life when they continuously keep hurting me? Why are you stuck on the doormat mentality? You're grown past that. You're past that. It's not that anymore. You're not in college anymore, you know? You're not in high school anymore, you know? Deja vu, you guys, you know? You're not in elementary school anymore. So why are these the stories that you continue to tell yourself, you know? And it's something that I don't appreciate that I think that way. It's something that, you know, my mind, it hurts me to still be going through these stories. So for something like this to come about, I know I'm saying this like 1,000 times in 1,000 different ways, but it's just a relief. It feels like a relief. And I've been having these dreams about a butterfly. I've been seeing so many butterflies. All the videos that I'd like to do pick a card readings whenever I'm just like, you know, I have time. I like to do pick a card readings. I like to watch the horoscope videos, you know, the ones that are really truly insightful, those ones, the ones where I'm learning things, not just like, oh my God, you know, this guy's gonna do this for you today and this. No, the ones that really bring out of me things, that lessons that I've learned or lessons that I don't know, how to be a woman, things like that. And I really, really recommend everybody. I say her name in every single one of my podcasts, but I really, really recommend everybody to listen to Umber Khan. It's spelled Amber, but it's Umber. And she's just such an amazing person because she's so smart and she's so spiritual and she's religious, and she's not religious, she's Muslim, but it's like she believes in every single religion, and it's just so amazing, and all her experiences, and she just talks about everything to everyone. So I just think everything that she says is just so amazing. And obviously, well, you know what? Everything she says is so great. She made me understand that just everything from like your purpose in life, you know, isn't just about what you want. It's about what you're going to do for the world, you know? And I've always known that, but you know, let me tell you guys something. So, you know how I mentioned how I have an issue with acceptance, with being misunderstood, and all these things that stem from elementary school up until college, and things that have come about that from my weight loss, and issues that I know I've overcome, but because it's a story that I've played in my head so much, it's hard for me to let go of. And you know, I hated it when people would tell me things like, oh, you just want to be famous, you know, especially when I lost weight. A lot of people that I thought were my friends would tell me, you know, you just want to be famous, or I don't understand you, or you've changed, or everything you're doing is, you know, just to be famous or whatever. A part of me wanted to be famous. And the sole reason why I wanted to be famous, I want to be famous, part of those storylines I tell myself is because I've just never felt accepted. I just want people to see me. I just want that fuck you moment, you know? I just want people to, all the stupid storylines they have of me in their head and all these themes, all these wrong themes, especially since I lost weight, all the character, all everything that's just so wrong, all the people that didn't see me, from the guys in college to the little kids in elementary school that didn't let me be the red Teletubby and I had to be the freaking purple Teletubby because I was tall and black. Okay. Speaking of freaking purple Teletubby, look at my lips right now, but I love it. And, you know, just those moments, those crucial moments, the moments where in middle school, in junior high, middle school, when I wanted to be friends with these kids, like the cool kids, you know, but I had to level down because the cool kids didn't want me. So I had to hang out with people that I didn't even really want to hang out with. And then those people didn't even want me either. So it's always been this idea of acceptance in my life. And I realized, and I know from my siblings, even to just why I've been in the place that I am, like my goals are cool, but the intention behind them needed to change, because what I want to do, I really do want an impact. I don't want to just be famous, man. You know, I don't just want to be like, I don't want to have all these followers just because I'm pretty, you know. I want to do something because I know that what I do is going to go down in history books, you know? I want to do something that's really, really iconic in the fact that it's impactful and it's motivating and it really touches the soul. Like these people like Umber Khan do for me, you know? These people like I watch on YouTube, like the people that I meet randomly, just people that do things, man. People that really do things, really touch people, really are just... And like being themselves, they're dope for being themselves and everything. And that's just what this eclipse, that's one of my desires, is that I really want to stop fearing myself. I really want to stop focusing so much on this idea of being accepted by everyone else, when the issue is that I have to accept myself, you know? And I have issues accepting myself out of fear of myself, out of doubt, because I've been brought up, when I was fat, I was brought up, I guess I was relatable. I try to understand where people are coming from. That's a problem of mine too. Stop being a doormat, like, you know, and that's just a whole nother thing. But, you know, people treated me a certain way when I was fat, and now people are treating me a certain way when I was skinny. These are old, or when I've lost weight, these are old storylines in my head. It's just like my brain wants to wrap around why the fuck. And because I didn't get it anymore, it's like, your brain changed. So who was I before? You know, all this confusion and everything. And I got to a place where, honestly, I've been so scared of myself. I've been so scared of my thoughts. I've been so scared of how I feel. I've been so scared of what I'm gonna put out there. I've been so scared that I couldn't even do something like this right now, where I'm really being open. I wasn't expecting to be this open, but my little sister helped me come up with an idea to just talk about how I've been feeling leading up to the lunar eclipse and all the things that I've been thinking about and all the things that I really just hope for to change with this eclipse. It's such a rebirth. I've been feeling really good today. I've been preparing for this day because, you know, it's a day where if you go into it down, that can affect the way the rest of the time will go. If you go into it happy, it will affect the tone of the whole entire moment. And I know that, and what I've accepted is that happiness is something that it goes, it's up and down, you know, but happiness really comes from being grateful. Happiness is really comes from being accepting of yourself, and happiness just comes from knowing you and knowing what you have and really living in the present. And living in the present is something that I've been hearing about so much from so many different avenues, people, areas, like videos, things that I'm just doing, being in the present really just allows you to really move forward and manifest all those things that you really want to do. I'm looking at the clock because I wasn't expecting this video to be so long, but that's okay because I really do like, I like this topic that I'm talking about, so I'll just continue it if it stops. And I attach, I don't know why I attach so much emotion to certain aspects of my life. And I feel another thing that I was unaware of, but is that, but I needed to really get from the scenarios that have been playing out in my life, is learning how to detach, like learning how to really, really detach from people, from situations, from things that are just not serving me anymore. They're just not helping my life. And it's hard when you're so used to a certain storyline, a certain person in your life, you know, a certain just way of something that gives you happiness. You're so used to it that when the thought of it going away or the thought of it like leaving your mind, you just don't want to let it go. And I've been down, like I said, it really, really hit me last week. And it seems like it's probably the most mundane thing ever. Wait, I'm gonna wait till. Okay, so it seems like it's the most mundane thing ever, but something as stupid as me posting something on Instagram, okay? I posted something on Instagram and it wasn't received the way that I had thought it would be received. And I've gone through this many times, many times before. The same scenario, I get emotional, I start to cry, I feel bad. I don't like saying this because, you know, it feels stupid, it sounds stupid, but that is something that really actually hurts my feelings sometimes. And that's something that I really have to let go of, because I set all these expectations for myself that are probably unrealistic for a person, and I live up to this image of myself that I've created for the acceptance of everyone else without understanding that the person that needs to accept me is me, you know? And that was definitely an issue that I had to acknowledge and be aware of. So I've already done the theme where I got off social media. That didn't help me. And the person that triggers this in me is someone that I didn't even care about. And they just came into my life, and I was in a moment where I wanted something. He couldn't give it to me, but I was accepting again low standards. I was accepting again things that I didn't want, that I know I deserve better than, but I was accepting it from him. And it's a cycle that I thought, okay, you know what? We're not gonna go that way, but maybe we can be friends, we can be cool. But that didn't happen. And that's something that I dealt with for a whole fucking year and not a half, but almost close to it. And it was just back and forth, playing with my emotions, allowing someone to play with my emotion, allowing to someone to come back, allowing someone to disrespect me, allowing all this stuff that it finally, every month, man, every single month, I was crying about the same thing. Which was, that was like the surface level issue, which made me dig deeper into all these things that I've mentioned to you guys about how I've been feeling. And I really was like, okay, this eclipse is, can be seen, I can use it as a moment where I am physically, mentally, emotionally, just something to just kind of like shed a skin like a snake. You know, I have dreams about snakes too, and maybe that's why I'm having dreams about snakes, because it's telling me that, You know, you're coming into something new, you know. I have dreams with the Green Reaper in it, and he's not coming to kill me. He's coming to, like, kill this way of life that I've been living for so long. Umber Khan was in my dream. She told me the same thing, you know. I have dreams with butterflies. My dreams have been so much more realer now, and I feel like everything that I've been asking for, my intuition to talk to me, set my subconscious reworking itself, everything has just been happening in preparation for this time. And it's not like, oh my God, the eclipse happened today, I'm gonna wake up fucking like everything's just gonna change, you know? No. But I know that every day things are just gonna keep getting better and better and better, and it begins with me just being aware. And I really like this time. I've been going to church, you know. Everybody deals with or sees these things as something. Some people, I was at the gym today and everybody just seemed like was going on about their day. Oh, okay, there's an eclipse, cool, you know. I'm on Twitter, I see some people are talking about it, other people are just doing whatever, you know. I go to church today and I see the priest in church, I see older women in church. So I'm like, maybe they're here to just kind of tell God the things they want to let go of and the things that they desire to see come to fruition into their life like me. Or they could just be praying, who knows, you know. But for me, this whole week, I just, if anything, I went to church and I just talked to God. I go to church once a week on the weekdays anyway to go pray and talk to God and everything. But this week I've gone every single day. And I just go and talk to God about everything that's on my mind, everything that I feel like I've ever wanted, everything that I know that I don't really want anymore, though how my goals have changed from stuff that's superficial to stuff that is deeper and more useful to me, you know, just realizing things that I want, asking for the energy to do things that I really, really want to do. But because my mind has been so focused on the dumb shit, you know, I'm not doing what I need to do to continue to move forward, you know. And also I'm not doing what I need to do to be grateful for the things that I have. For example, my family, you know, Suede, this time that I have to really even think like this. Because all those other years that I told you guys about, my mind was just clouded by people, by things that I used to just suppress all my feelings, you know, by things, by situations, by parties, by this, by that, by books, I've always fulfilled this issue inside of me of not really wanting to be aware with outside external factors, basically, you know, to not really think about all these things that I needed to think about. Because who wants to really think about these things when you really think about it? Who really wants to think about these things, you know? No one. No, that's why we distract ourselves. That's why we distract ourselves with social media, especially. Oh my God. That's why I just focused and zoomed in on freaking social media. Okay. Instagram became just something that I was really obsessed with. Not really obsessed, but very, very into. And then Twitter kind of started becoming something because it's an escape. It's like, okay, I want to be accepted, right? I'm in a world, I'm in the social media world. It's like I'm around people again. I get to do this with people again. And I'm someone, I like being around people, but it's always the things that you really care about the most and you really talk about the most that end up being your serious problems. And for me, I have to get to a place where I rely on me, you know? I think for me, I stop doubting me, I use my voice. God gave me this voice, you know, and I have to use it. I have to use it the way that I want to use it, you know, and obviously, no, not obviously, I think that you should say what you want to say. If everybody has an opinion, but nobody's opinion is better than the other person's opinion, you know, as long as you're not being ignorant and fucking stupid, you know, you should be able to say what you want to say. And for me, I became so cautious because I was so scared of the idea of me changing, you know. I was so scared of what everybody thought of me. I was so scared of all these things. And, you know, sometimes I get those little pangs inside me that remind me of situations, people that I need to forget. But I'm really doing my best right now. I feel like I'm in a spot where the door, this is the door, and I'm literally like this in between the door. My foot, my left foot is still inside that room, and the rest of my body is like out the door, you know? And I thank God every day for just teaching me patience and for having patience with me too, so that I can get myself out of the door fully into and close this door. Just close this door and allow myself to really go into this place that I'm not really sure of, you know? I'm not really sure of. I can sit, I can imagine it, I can think about the future and everything, but which is cool, which is great. That's another thing that I had to learn, is to be more childlike with things, not to be so serious, not to be so emotional, not to like, to be logical without overthinking, just balance everything out so that it all makes sense. And that's really what this lunar eclipse means for me. It's a rebirth. I'm listening. It's a rebirth. You know, I'm listening. Who the fuck are you talking about? No, I'm listening to the door to see if anyone is here so I can know when to wrap this up. So, you know, the lunar eclipse just means a rebirth and application of this new thought process to my life, applying it every single day, growing every single day, knowing that better things are here for me every single day, being grateful in the moment, being present, you know, and just understanding that there's bad times and there's good times. And, you know, I just, today I felt really good, like I said. I was feeling really horrible the end of last week. The days, you know, some days you don't want to get up. You don't want to get up, but you just have to face your fears. And my fear is myself, and I'm facing myself and going through these moments. I'm really just grateful that up until this eclipse, everything that I've gone through has really, truly helped me become who I am, and I'm proud of this person that I am. I'm proud of Maureen. Kudos, you know, I'm very proud of me. I'm proud of where I've come from this past that I have, that I think should still affect me, but it shouldn't still affect me, because I'm in the now, and I've grown past that, man. You can't let old narratives kick you down like that or get you stuck. And really working through your mind is crazy, man. You don't have to be diagnosed with anything. Everybody goes through things. Everybody thinks about things, you know. There's levels to it, obviously, but I really feel if people just stop automatically going to the things that give them comfort and really just stay with themselves, which is what I had to realize, like, okay, yes, you like people, yes, you like being out, yes, you're social, yes, you're all this and that, but why the fuck did God give you this time to be here? Why? So you can appreciate all this, because when the next wave comes through, because I know the next wave is coming, I know it, but God is like, you're not gonna get this next wave until you really sit down, work through all this, and be grateful and thankful and understand that the past is the past and you're good. You're good, baby. That's what God tells me. God fucking tells me that. And I know that's what he's telling everybody else. Whatever you believe in, that's cool. The eclipse, you know, there's so many ways of interpreting the eclipse. From, you know, the witchcraft people to the astrological people, to the spiritual people, to the religious people, to like people that don't even believe anything but are just like, that's a fucking cool thing I'm gonna watch on TV, to people like me that see it as this change, you know? However you see it, I hope today was a great day for you. I hope that whatever you are hoping for, dreaming for, wishing for, whatever you just want to cut out, whatever you want to let go of, whatever you're fearing, whatever you're doubting, all of those things, I just hope that you're able to let go of all that today and continue to do better every single day, you know? And, you know, maybe in the next 120 years, it will be even better than this time, you know, wherever you're at, whoever's body you're in, or wherever we go to next. So, okay, y'all, thanks for listening to me on this extra long episode of Diary of a Bad Bitch, and I will see you guys. Why did it take so long for me to realize? I will see you guys the next time I record a video, because I'm not gonna promise anything, because you guys know the way that I am. It might be in 2 weeks, it might be a month. Hopefully this becomes more consistent. I appreciate you guys, the people that are new here, the people that have been here throughout me. Oh my God. Maybe that means I should shut the fuck up. Anyway, thank you everyone. And that's it for today's episode of Diary of a Bad Bitch. Bye y'all. Why can't I wink? Like Maureen.